Sundance Film Festival normally runs for 11 days, but this year they've cut down the number of days to 7, running from January 28th to February 3rd. In those 7 days, they plan to squeeze in 70 feature films and 50 shorts, which is down from the 118 titles they screened last year. Betsy Wallace is the Sundance Institute Managing Director and CFO. She says the lineup of films will be released soon.
It comes out in a couple weeks, and we're excited. It's a little bit pared down, but it is still going to be a wonderful festival. Excellent representations from our filmmakers and films.
Sundance has been preparing for a potentially virtual event for the past 10 months. Eventually, Wallace says, they made the decision to move largely online.
We had to come off of the normal way we do in-person theaters and in-person experiences here in Park City and down in Salt Lake. But the way to do that for us, to stay alive, to showcase these wonderful films that are still being made, we are going virtual as best we can.
Wallace says online screenings will still have an audience limit, though.
Many people think that once you go digital, it opens up to an unlimited amount of an audience. And when you're premiering films, that is not the case. It is the case that the rights holders and the filmmakers set what they want to have as expected screens or seats.
The Ray Theater in Park City is usually a venue for the festival. This year, it will be the only in-person venue in Park City and will be operating at 25% capacity. The festival will also expand out of Utah with satellite screens at drive-ins and independent art house theaters around the country, which will create and host their own events. You can register on the Sundance platform ahead of ticket sales at festival.sundance.org. Tickets and passes for the festival go on sale January 7th. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.